I had to become a Freemason, because you can't get involved in Satanism on the hardcore level without first being a Freemason. That was my official shrine portrait, which they took as part of my initiation. I was ready to become involved in hardcore Satanism. What did that mean? Well, that meant I had to sell my soul to the devil. I had to sign my name on the contract in blood. I had to sign my name in the black book. God understands something. The satanic doctrine here is that hell is not what we believe it is, or what the Bible teaches it is. The satanic doctrine is that hell is this incredible party. It's like a nonstop, all-eternity orgy. So you're smoking dope, you're fornicating your brains out, you're listening to rock and roll through all eternity. And it's party-hardy time. And before I could get onto the priesthood of Satanism, excuse me, I had to get seven people to sell our souls to the devil. The other thing I had to do, and this might astonish some of you, is I had to become a Catholic priest. I had to go back to my original vocation, because you cannot be a satanic priest unless, first of all, you're a Catholic priest. And if that surprises you, I just suggest that you go and you read some of the medieval literature. You'll see that that is, in fact, the case. Masons are like homosexuals. They can't reproduce themselves naturally. They can only, they can only recruit. You know, think of that. That's the way with every cult. You know someone who's a Mason, or if you yourself are a Mason, realize that when you kneel at the altar of Masonry as an entered apprentice and you take that oath, you are adopted into the family of Lucifer at that moment. Now, you don't probably know that. I did, but most people don't even know that. And as a result, if you're a Christian, mind you, there are pastors that are doing this. There are deacons that are doing this. There are countless Christian lay people that are doing this. You cannot serve two masters. And if you understood the profound relationship between witchcraft and Freemasonry, you would know what that cord, that cable tow meant, because they've got a rope around their neck. And what that means in witchcraft and the occult is that is a symbol of the umbilical cord of the mother goddess, the queen of heaven, linking her to her hidden child. So this guy has just been born again by the queen of hell, the consort of Lucifer. Every Mason has this happen to them. And they don't understand the dynamics, probably 99 out of 100, but they still go through it.
So all they deliberately lied to their people in the lower levels. Now, when a man has gone through the rituals of the first 3 degrees, the fellowcraft being the second, entered apprentices first, fellowcraft is second, Master Mason is third, and they're sort of told they've reached the pinnacle of the lodge. But if you look at a structure plan of this, of how they're set up, you'll realize you're barely up to the floorboards and hardly out of the basement. And as you go through all of these other degrees, you know, I can think of a friend of mine who used to be a Knight Templar. So that's about the second highest level that you can reach in most of the Western world. And he told me that he learned, he came out of it and became a Christian, he learned that he had to break 5 of the 10 commandments in order to reach that degree. Numbers 1, 2, 3, 6, and 9. So if you're going to go and do that, you're actually going to end up with God as your enemy. Now, I've mentioned about the different degree rituals that bring a curse that the men speak. And so when it comes to ministry, we really need to go through those and explain, okay, this is what we need to cover. Because of the political control that their top people are involved in, they really have controlled a lot of countries. I mean, I was asked to go to Africa to speak about this, because every British regiment in the 1800s and so on had a Masonic lodge inside it. Bottom line is, wherever the British military went, and they, remember, they controlled a quarter of the world at one stage, including in New Zealand. It was Masonic infiltration here through, in the 1837, 8 onwards. And by 1840, they had Masonic lodges here. And most of the military campaigns by the British military here were held, the campaign meetings to plan what they were doing were held in Masonic lodges. And so this is why a lot of Maori have nothing to do with the lodge, because they know there's a connection. And basically we had a coup where the British Masonic Empire, I'll call it what it really was, the whole British Empire basically was a Masonic empire. And so there's lodges now in India and Singapore and all around the Africa and so on. Wherever they controlled it to that level. Bottom line is, this has actually caused a lot of people to start looking seriously at the political machinations that they've been involved in. And the scouts, yes, Baden-Powell was a very prominent Freemason. You can tell that from his tombstone, but you won't know it if you don't know what the symbol is with the point within a circle, which is on his tombstone along with the scouting one. The founder of the Jehovah's Witnesses has a Knights Templar pyramid over his tomb. It tells us exactly what they've got, complete with the logo on it and so on. So this is, if you know what you're looking for, you can see them in a lot of places.